Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
The Orioles are promoting their top prospect, Jackson Holliday. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Wednesday, April 10th. Happy holidays. I am Frank Sample, joined by Chris Towers. And that's right, one of the game's top prospects, Jackson Holliday, being promoted by the Orioles on Tuesday, just 20 years old. He was drafted first overall back in 2022, and since then, it has just been a rapid ascension through the minors, now up to the major league level. Chris, lots of excitement here. What are you expecting from Jackson Holliday?
I will say my expectations are probably a little bit higher right now than they would have been coming out of spring training, because the biggest concern I had for Jackson Holliday was, can he hit for power right away at the major league level? He had 12 home runs in 125 games last season. Shot through the minors at a super young age. I always expected him to develop the power, but wasn't sure if it was there. Well, in the 10 games he's played so far at AAA this season, 93 mile per hour average exit velocity. It was 90.6 in the games where it was tracked last season. So small sample size, lower level of competition. Everybody on the Norfolk Tides is putting up Barry Bonds circa 2004 numbers right now. So take it with a grain of salt, but I do think there might be more actionable game power with Jackson Holliday than I expected. And if he hits 15 homers, might steal 20 to 25 bases, should be a good source of batting average. I think you're definitely starting him in all formats moving forward. He's going to have second base and shortstop eligibility after this week. It's a 20-year-old top prospect with massive pedigree. Those guys tend to figure it out. So I'm not saying he's a guaranteed superstar right away, but expectations should be very, very high.
Yes, they should. And Jackson Holliday is only shortstop eligible to start on CBS, but hopefully will gain second base eligibility. If he plays all five games the rest of this week at second, he should have it as soon as next week. Unfortunately, we have to transition into some bad news because we had more pitching injuries on Tuesday.
Of course we did.
Nick Pivetta was placed in the IL with a right elbow flexor strain, but apparently it isn't a serious concern, according to the Red Sox GM. Josiah Gray also placed on the 15-day IL with a right flexor strain. Yoan Adon was called up to start in his place. And we know that Framber Valdez was scratched Monday. He was officially placed on the IL Tuesday with left elbow inflammation. Let's stick right there with the Astros, Chris, because as a result, they are promoting their top pitching prospect, Spencer Arrighetti. He's 24 years old, lots of strikeouts, also lots of walks. Any interest in Arrighetti?
Yeah, I would say for the most part, I'm taking a wait and see approach with him. But if you've got a roster spot to play with, this is a fairly talented pitching prospect, a guy who has historically gotten a lot of strikeouts. Didn't get a ton of strikeouts at AAA last season when he got the call up there. ERA was over 4, but it's a very tough place to pitch, so I don't know how much we hold that against him. Really good sweeper. Fastball sounds like it's got a lot of the characteristics that we're looking for in terms of shape and movement profile. Actually has a 5-pitch mix, curveball, changeup, cutter as well. So a legit starter's repertoire, even if a lot of scouts were concerned about his ability to hold up as a starter. I could see Spencer Arrighetti getting off to a really hot start and being a really useful fantasy option. So not a must-add guy, but definitely going to keep an eye on what he looks like in his first start.
Let's wrap up with two bullpens to watch moving forward. The Pirates and the Rangers. David Bednar, does not look right at the moment. He got the ninth inning on Tuesday with a two-run lead. He gave up four earned runs. He took his third blown save and first loss. Missed all of spring training due to a lat injury. My guess is he's just rusty right now. The command is way off. And then with the Rangers, Jose Leclerc, he got the ninth inning with a one-run lead. He gave up a two-run homer. He took his first blown save and second loss. A 14.4 ERA through his first five appearances. Chris, any thoughts on the Pirates and Rangers bullpens?
I have fewer thoughts on the Pirates just because I do think, one, Bednar has proven enough and has enough job security that I think they'll give him some leash, knowing that he was coming back from the injury and probably isn't, you know, at full peak performance, but the velocity has been fine, so I'm not too concerned there. The Rangers, the thing with Jose Leclerc is they never gave him the vote of confidence as the official closer. When they were asked, when the manager was asked about it in spring, they never really said, yeah, that's our guy for sure. We know David Bednar is the Pirates guy. Leclerc, he's the guy, but I don't know how long that's going to remain the case. David Robertson has pitched pretty well. So and Kirby Yates has as well. That was the other name I was trying to think of. So Leclerc, not a lot of strikeouts, a lot of walks in the early going. I think there's definitely a chance that over the next few outings, they give Robertson or Yates an opportunity. I wouldn't necessarily say speculate on either of those guys right now, but I definitely wouldn't be surprised if Leclerc did not get the next opportunity, at least.
For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we will be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye!
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.